The Johnson Family.
That's right.
Radio's greatest one-man show with Jimmy Scribner.
And here's Deacon Crumpet.
Thank you, Mr. Jimmy. How did you all live, brothers and sisters? This is your deacon with more of what goes on from this tiny little southern village of Chickasola. Oh, and what goings on there is. For instance, after 23 years, the Johnson family is at last in clover. After 23 years of trying, Brother Johnson and the entire family and all the folks that live in Chickasola has got themselves a wonderful job with the gentleman from New York. In a few moments, we'll join the brothers at the Johnson home, but first, let's listen to this.
Hitler's book burnings and the war destruction nearly wiped out all the books of Europe. You can now give food to hungry minds with your contributions to the new CARE book program. Your help will buy scientific and technical books so badly needed in libraries and schools. Send your contribution to Nonprofit CARE, 50 Broad Street, New York 4, New York.
Join Brother Johnson and his friends at the Johnson home. They're packing and preparing to catch the evening train. Here's Brother Johnson we hear first.
Hey, what time does the thing leave, Lloyd?
Johnson, it leaves in a little while. Come on, we don't have much time.
Mama, how are you doing with the packing back there?
All right, Randolph. Everything will be all ready in a couple of minutes. I've gotten everything ready, Randolph. The suitcases and the trunk and everything.
Well, hurry up, baby. Lucy, you better go back there and give Mama a hand.
Y'all certainly. Yes, sir. Excuse me about lovey-dovey-dovey-dovey. I'll come in, Mama.
Oh, Johnson, this is a tremendous opportunity.
Oh, I know. Oh, I just love it, Lawyer. I kind of hate to leave Chickasola, though.
Well, I hate to leave it, too. It's been a wonderful little town, Johnson. For 23 years, I've loved it here.
Oh, me, too. I know every tree, every blade of grass, every rock. Every rose bush and every chrysanthemum. But I guess, after all, progress is progress, you know.
Oh, yes, Johnson. The world is moving ahead, and we have to move ahead with it. We've trudged along here in our little city and tried our best. But after all, this great opportunity that the gentleman from New York is offering us in television is too good to turn down, Johnson.
Oh, certainly. Ain't no two ways about that. Well, I'm glad all my friends is going along with me.
Oh, yes, he's taken a liking to this little town, and he's given everyone in the city a job. Everyone that wants to work for him can come up and do so. That's what I think so wonderful, Johnson.
Yeah, I guess it is. I'm mighty happy to... Well, maybe that distressed man, comes in.
Well, hello, Miss Johnson. I got my suitcase.
Now, wait a minute, though. That ain't no suitcase that you got there. That's a piece of paper with some string wrap around it.
Yeah, all my stuff is in there, though. The shirt that I got on and the other shirt and some socks and stuff. I even got a handkerchief in there.
But, Jerry, we're glad you got your stuff together. Now, if you get along up in New York with us there and all that business, you get working and all for this gentleman, you're going to have money enough to buy any kind of clothes you want, even a zoot suit if you want it.
Oh, yeah, sir, Miss John, I always have... 10 years I've been wanting one of them.
Well, sit down over there. Go in and help Mama with the clothes and the packet and such as that, if you don't mind, Jerry. And somebody comes in.
Good evening, my brother. Good evening.
Well, Brother Warback. Is you going to take the job with us?
Yay, my brother. Yay. I am closing the funeral establishment. From now on, I will travel with the quick.
Oh, well, that's a good idea, yeah. Yeah, you look better, too. You got that long look off your face where you done had there.
Yay, my brother. From now on, I's moving forward rather than downward.
I know what you mean. Well, go in there and help them, Brother Wabash. Everybody getting the stuff together. I see you got your suitcase.
Yay, my brother. Excuse me.
You find them back there in the room. Pack the stuff up there. We got to leave in a little while.
The train leaves in a few moments now, Brother Wabash, so hurry. I'll give Miss Johnson a hand.
Yay, my brother. Yay.
Look like everybody in Chickasola going to take the chance and going up there, huh?
Oh, yes, yes. It's a great opportunity, Johnson. One of the greatest. I'll tell you, I...
comes in.
How did you do, dear brother?
Well, Deacon, is you going up there with us, too?
Oh, yes, of course, my brother. We'll all go together, is the way I see it. Oh, Deacon, we're certainly happy to have you. It's going to be a great opportunity for all of us. Naturally, my brother. Is there anything I can do to help in the meantime?
Well, Mama and Lucy and them and all of them back there packing clothes, you want to give them a little hand?
Oh, of course, my brother, being the deacon like I is. Many times I've given people hands, and this time I shall give them a hand. Excuse me, my brother.
Yeah, hurry up there with the packing. Oh, I tell you, it's a great thing to... I wonder who that is. Comes in.
Hello, Randolph.
Don't tell me you going up there with us, Grandpa.
Oh, certainly. Certainly you ain't going to leave me behind here by myself. Going up there with you.
Well, go on back and help him with the packing, then. Might as well take everybody along with us. Go on, Grandpa.
Well. Going back and help him.
Yeah, he's going along, too, it seems like. I guess that about everybody.
I think so, Johnson. There's nobody.
Comes in.
Well, fat boy.
Oh, hi, Miss Gorilla. We're all leaving town, you know. Got a big job in television and all that stuff and everything.
Not going with you, Johnson.
Yes?
Yeah, I certainly is. You don't think I'm going to stay back here? Alone? Nobody to beat?
Oh.
Is there anything I can do in the meantime to help get the party started?
Well, you can help them with the packing and all that back in the back room. They're all back there getting stuff together. Going to try to take everything that we can with us.
Okay, Johnson, I'm just a boy to nail the trunks together. See you later.
Yes, sir, Miss Gorilla. I tell you, everybody's going.
I guess there'll be no one left in Chickasola at all, Johnson. There'll be nothing left of our little town, will it?
Oh, I don't know. We'll come back to it and make it bloom and blossom one of these days. Been a great town, you know.
Oh, yes, it has for 23 years, Johnson. Oh, I'm looking forward, though, to this new opportunity.
Well, so is I. I guess everybody is, for that matter. I always... Who is that? Well, come in.
Oh, hello. What I'm getting at, I'm about... when is we leaving? It's late now, ain't it?
You going, too, huh?
Oh, don't you just know it. I got my test tubes and my guinea pigs and everything all packed. That is, and I go in right along with you and carry on my experiments up there with y'all, wherever you go. You ain't gonna leave me by myself.
But go on back there and help them with the packing, then, Professor. Get everything ready. We ain't got much time.
Oh, I certainly, excuse me. I'm a bit, what was I saying?
Well, I'm glad to have him along anyway. He's a nice fellow, the Professor.
Well, he's all right, Johnson. We can't kick on him. I mean... After all, he'll fit in up there somewhere.
Well, I guess that's putting everybody in Chickasola, as far as I can remember. Except Jim Puny. I wonder if he's going up there, the fellow. He's like frisky, if that's him. Comes in.
Oh, hello.
Jim Puny. Is you going up there with us, too?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't know what to do with myself in my grocery store. There'd be no customers.
Well, go on back there and help them with the packing, Dan, and that stuff. We'll be getting ready here in a little while, Jim Puny. Bud Wormley going with you?
Oh, of course.
Well, that Jim Puny and Bud Wormley look like everybody in Chickasola going to go. Well, take the whole gang. That's the way I say. How about it look?
Oh, yes. Everybody's got to go along with us. We're going to have a great time up there, Johnson.
Now, who is that?
I don't know.
Comes in.
Hiya, pal.
Mr. Fingers.
Yeah. Knuckles and myself are going along with you.
Well, don't see much of you in Chickasola in years. Yeah, you seem like you get in trouble with this and that, but as long as you, Mr. Fingers, and Mr. Knuckles wants to go along with us, we mighty glad to have you. How about Elbows? Is he going?
No, pal, he's staying behind.
Oh, I ain't never met him anyway. But if you don't mind, could you go back in the back there and kind of help him with the packing and such as that?
Okay, pal, sure. Count on me, pal.
Everybody's going.
Well, there's Mr. Stumpy. He hasn't showed up. I wonder what he's going to do.
Well, it's hard to tell about Mr. Stumpy because he's one of them fellas. Wonder if that's him. Comes in.
Doggone. Hello, Mr. Johnson. Everybody getting ready to leave, ain't it?
Yeah, I guess we're going to leave, Mr. Stumpy. All of us, Miss Pee-wee and all of them back there, Lucy and Mama and Deacon and Jim Budworm and Jim Puny and Knuckles and Fingers, all of them. You going along with us?
Yep, Mr. Johnson. There ain't no use me to stay in here by myself. Anyway, I wouldn't have nobody talk to. So if you don't mind, I'll go right along with you.
Well, it's all right with me, Mr. Dumpy. You've always been a good pal. So go on back there with the rest of them, help them get ready to leave. You got me doing it, Mr. Dumpy.
Yes, I usually do get people doing it when I'm around them, sir. Yes, I do.
Well, the train will be ready in a little while to leave. So go on back there and help them with the packing.
Yes, sir, Mr. Johnson. Yes, sir. Doggone. Yes, certainly will.
Well, Johnson, that just about accounts for everyone, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's 20 of them back there. And, lawyer, what is we going to say about Chickasola?
Well, the only thing we can say, Johnson, is that it's been wonderful living here in this little town. We've had our ups and downs and all that, but as we said before, Johnson, the world moves on, and I guess we have to move with it.
Wonder how we're going to do in television, you suppose?
Well, with this gentleman directing us, I think maybe we'll do all right, Johnson. I think it's a golden opportunity.
Yeah, I guess it is. Well, go back here and see if everybody's ready, lawyer. In the meantime, you'd better call up and check on the train there, see if it's late or anything. Telephone's right over there in the corner.
Yes, Johnson. Yes, sir. I'll make a call and find out if everything's okay. In the meantime, you get everyone ready so we can get down to the station. Hello, pal.
Yes, certainly. Excuse me, lawyer. Leave everything to you from now on in, hear me?
Thank you, Johnson. Thank you so much.
Did you ever hide a letter that you wanted no one to see and then forget that you'd hidden it? It's just such an incident, a hidden letter that was forgotten, that is leading to new dramatic situations in Mutual's daytime radio novel, Against the Storm. For dramatic thrills based on incidents that could happen to you, hear the daytime drama Against the Storm over most of these stations every weekday. The Johnson Family is acted and transcribed by one man, Jimmy Scribner. And now, until next time, here is Jimmy speaking in his natural voice and saying to you all,
thanks for listening and bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Jimmy. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.